become obsessed with taking action and becoming the version of yourself who is already making the level of income, impact, and has the amount of freedom that you feel called to have. But you've got to trust. You've got to be impact focused and allow your path to shift as you grow. My friend, you are way closer to your dream than you think. And when you look at your life and your life purpose, right? This is aligned with purpose and life and leadership. And many times we think we should be impacting the world in this massive, gigantic, juicy way. But there are big ways, and there are ways that may seem small for you to be pursuing your dream, but they all create a ripple effect that end up being life-changing. You are one decision, one move away from these life-changing moments. So what is calling you right now to step up and lead? You were born to do something great with your life. In fact, I believe everyone was born for a reason and to do something great and leave their unique mark on this world. So in this episode, we're going to talk about the power of accumulative action and find anything that might be blocking you from truly breaking through and having this dream in your reality today. So the power of accumulative action. I think we should start there because so often what happens when we have this dream, no matter how big or small in our minds, is we think it's going to take a lot longer than it actually will to show up in our life. And so what happens is many times somebody just doesn't start because they're worried that it's going to take too long, or maybe they do start and they give up a little bit too quickly, or they continue taking action and slowly but surely their energy begins to drain away until they wonder and they question why they even started doing it in the first place. Now, this example I actually heard from Ed Milet, and I would like to share it with you now. And I am sitting out here in beautiful Colorado Springs overlooking Pikes Peak in this gorgeous mountain range. So if you hear some crickets chirping in the background or a plane fly overhead, I just want you to feel like you're here with me. And just know that by me filming in places that are exotic and expansive for me, I hope to just bring more power and heart and purpose into these episodes for you. So welcome to Colorado Springs and off the beautiful noises from this experience. So he was at a child's birthday party, and there was a piñata, of course, because you know how kids love candy. And so all of the kids lined up to take their shot at hitting this piñata and breaking it wide open. So all the kids lined up, and you know how they do. They put the blindfold on the kid. They spin them around a couple of times, guide them towards the piñata, and have them take a couple whacks at it. And what happened was the first couple of kids went, starting to feel a little discouraged after a couple hits. They kind of gave up. They threw in the towel, right? Typical entrepreneur. Then the next kid came up, took a few hits at it, walked away, and the next, and the next, and eventually it gets to the last kid in the line, who takes one hit at this piñata where everybody else was banging like crazy trying to crack it open. He takes one hit, which wasn't a very hard hit, and it breaks wide open, and all the candy falls out. But the problem, especially in entrepreneurship, when you're working to find and align with your purpose, is many people give up and walk away before the candy falls out. So where in your life right now are you giving up before the candy falls out? Because you might just be one hit away. from everything you've ever desired, from the level of impact, income, freedom that has been on your heart, that you are meant to do in this world, meant to have in this world. You know how many people have had a similar vision to you and turned around because they thought it was going to take longer than it did? Where somebody else went after it with all they've got, not caring how much time it may or may not take, and they've succeeded? Because it wasn't an option to give up. Because they understood that today could be their very last day on this earth, and that by waiting, they may never have an opportunity again to bring their light, their magic into this world. So my friend, keep hitting. Take the hit. Keep on swinging. But as you do, my love, fall in love with the process. Because you don't want to be up there hitting this pinata. Ah, God damn it. Get the candy out. Ugh. Can it just come out already? No. Take the hits, but make them meaningful. Find the fun and the beauty and the excitement and the journey. Look, pinatas are at a kid's party because they're supposed to be fun. So right now, I want you to reflect for a moment. Are you hitting that pinata like a madman, fighting for something to come out before it's actually ready? Are you getting irritated and angry that it's not already here? Because maybe that's why it's not already here, is because you want it so badly and you haven't received the lesson that, A, it is about the journey. It is about the process of who you're becoming as you're working towards this dream. Take a moment to reflect how you can begin to hit this pinata like you are at the most epic party of your life. And each hit, you understand, is a cumulative action taking you one step closer to everything you've ever imagined. Do you think that one hit from that very last kid was what actually broke open the pinata? Or was it the accumulative hits from all of the other children before him that actually got it done? Yeah. The power of accumulative action is that you keep showing up. You keep putting in the work. You keep doing from an aligned space that feels right with your soul. Realizing that the outcome of the candy on the ground is half the fun. The other half of the fun comes from you showing up every day in pursuit of the dream. And this has to do with so many other elements of our life. There is a common thread here. Working out, right? It's falling in love with hitting the gym. Feeling that desire of going and bettering your body, your mind, your spirit. It's dating. Think about that. You don't just meet someone and then ask them to marry you tomorrow. I mean, maybe you do, right? Vegas, hey. But it's dating them for weeks, months, years before it progresses to that next level. But you don't just show up on date number two and say, oh, yep, well, we're not getting married tomorrow, so I'm just going to give up. I'm going to throw in the towel. I'm not going to be patient. No, you fall more in love with them. You get more into a flow and a routine with your life that's inspiring and beneficial for both of you. How can you begin to look at your dream this way? But just know that it can also accumulate in the opposite direction. Hitting that snooze button on your alarm every day. Not getting out of bed. When you do, maybe you're grumpy, irritated at the world, like you woke up on the wrong side of the bed. Maybe it's eating junk food that you know is bad for you, but just one more bite. Don't allow yourself to take steps backwards or reroute your life in the opposite path. Like imagine you let your energy be drained by continuing to show up at a job you don't like, where day after day your loved ones begin to feel the stress and anxiety weighing on your shoulders until one day they just say, God, enough is enough. This is not the person that we signed up for. You get to decide what mark you want to leave on this world in the short amount of time that you are blessed with the opportunity to be here and make it happen. Choose the power of accumulative action towards your dreams, not away from them. Become obsessed with taking action and becoming the version of yourself who is already making the level of income, impact, and has the amount of freedom that you feel called to have. But you've got to trust. You've got to be impact focused and allow your path to shift as you grow, while eliminating what's standing in your way and lowering your frequency. So take a moment to reflect with me. What is standing in your way from the power of accumulative action towards your dreams and your desired outcome? Maybe it's an unsupportive friend, an unsupportive relationship. Maybe it's drinking habits or a job that's no longer serving you but takes up so much of your time. Maybe it's your mindset. I don't know what this looks like for you, but only you can determine what's possibly holding you back from going all out towards that thing you're meant to do with your time here on earth. It is up to you to find it, and I promise you it doesn't have to be difficult. Just continue to hit that pinata and have some fun along the way. Allow yourself to take action from an aligned space. And what I'm doing right now is an incredible example of that. I feel so inspired and expansive in an outdoor space like I'm in right now. Not so much in an office. So how can you put yourself in an environment that allows you to feel that level of expansion when you're putting in the work? Don't feel like it has to look or be a certain way because that's what you've been told or that's what you've done in the past. Allow your creativity to come through and make it your own. That is your secret sauce. That is what makes you unique and so different from those who are taking similar actions around you. It's because you put a little sprinkle of what's most aligned and impactful and inspiring to you. So who and what is looking to come through so that you can do what you were born to do, which is something great with your life? If you took any message away from this episode, please do me a favor and share it with someone you feel called to share this with. Maybe they need the message more than you do. I appreciate you so much for listening, and I just want to express how grateful I am to be able to share these insights and let you peek into the diary of my mind. You've given me such an incredible platform to do this and truly share the experience of life, and I will just keep showing up and serving and following my calling and purpose, which is to help guide you on this journey. Thank you for giving me the platform to do so, and I look forward to catching you in the next episode.